52 in Sacramento and San Jose, 51 in Marin, 53 Oakland, 54 in the city. Did you get that, Willie? I'm busy talking on the radio.
Hey, I know who it is. If I've been doing this program for 2,500 times, then he's been doing this for about 500 times.
That's right. It's Friday.
Yes.
Well, let him in.
Now, you probably really made him mad.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. He's
Dr. John Rhodes.
I'm not.
Dr. John Rhodes.
Oh, my.
KFRC. Dr. John Rhodes. KFRC.
Now, 610 KFRC.
That's 610. Who do you suppose?
That's right. Gee, you do that very well, Dave. Can you imagine doing this program 2,500 times? Now, would somebody please stop me before I hurt someone? Remember back when girls used to get pinned? Now they just get nailed. Whoa!
Upside down.
Well, for 2,500 times, I've opened this microphone and said, if nobody said it to you, I'd like to be the first. Good morning. It's Dr. Don Rose, 604 at 610 KFRC. Well, it hasn't always been this easy for the doctor. In fact, my childhood was not that great. Thinking back to my school days in North Platte, Nebraska, words fail me. Of course, so did half my teachers. All right. I did have a rather nondescript childhood. The high point was the time I caught mononucleosis from kissing my aunt.
Yeah, yuck.
And then my dad wanted me to be a boxer, which is why he bought me a Cinderella lunchbox.
This is David F. Diamond for Levitt's Furniture.
610 KFRC makes magic in your car. Turn us up loud. Great songs 24 hours a day on 610 KFRC.
Hey, remember back along about program old 700? Played this a time or two every morning at 610.
At 610 Radio and Dr. Don Rose on program 2500. And I remember one morning driving to work, and Shauna was on the radio back in those days, and she said, "The Captain and Tony." And I went, what a great line. Missed that lady. She's down in Los Angeles still plying her trade and doing a disc jockey show, too. No, I'm kidding. As a matter of fact, Shauna had a baby not too long ago. She's doing great. Then, of course, when you think about the great alumnus of the station, right at the forefront has got to be the guy that I picked on more than anybody else in the whole world except myself, and that was Marvelous Mark McKay. The poor guy tried to enhance his sex life by installing a mirror over his bed. Unfortunately, when he put it up, he dropped it, and he's had 7 years of impotency. I told Mark it's understandable for a man to blurt out somebody else's name while making love, but Laffy? And I remember the day that Mark was late. He bought a new suit, and they had to spend an hour explaining how the zipper worked. Right? Well, we have some weather. That's the way I always said the weather back when. Weather, we've got some weather.
No, geez. Anything to show me my program 2500.
This guy sounds so much like Frank Sinatra, I can't believe it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven.
For heaven's sake.
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
He can hardly speak.
Gee, you could have stuck around for the rest of the program, Frank.
Make yourself at home. Hit somebody.
That's an old Don Rickles line.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Thank you. Thank you. See, this is the busiest stairway in the world. Well, this guy has certainly been a bane on my existence for most of the programs I've done here. Roscoe joined us at about, I guess maybe program 150, huh? And I've been feeding this dog. In fact, Roscoe, I did a little some mental calculations and came up with the fact that if you take all the food that I've fed you through the years, it would come out to about 4 dumpsters full. Actually, it's been better food than that. I mean, you've had some great things to eat during these past 2,350 programs that you've been with me. I had to do a little quick mental arithmetic there. Anyway, had a great day yesterday. Played golf with Kay and Kelly and Danny. And it was Kay's first time out, so we let a few groups through. But we had a good time. Then afterwards, we went over for some Chinese food at Sun's Chinese Restaurant, which is, well, if you take the Diablo exit, it's right next to Alpha Beta in there on Diablo Road. And let's see, what do we have for breakfast? How about a little sizzling rice soup? And a nice hot appetizer? And some Mongolian beef? And prawns with snow peas? Some pineapple chicken? And my all-time favorite, I love sweet and sour pork. Anyway, guy, we're having a big celebration here. Come on, have a little breakfast. Eat it up. You never have to tell that guy twice to have his breakfast. Wait a minute, yesterday was the day that he just, I told him what we had, he didn't like it, and he slammed the door. You like this, though, don't you, huh? By the way, that Mongolian beef was pretty hot, I gotta tell you that. He agrees. Well, looking good if you're looking ahead for the weekend. Remember, a day or so ago, they were telling us that, there was another storm front coming in, doom and gloom. It didn't happen. Sunny today. Sunny today. And lovely too. All around the today. See, singing on the program has always been an integral part of it. Was that supposed to be a warning? High today. And you know what? I think it was a warning. When I came to town, I brought my famous weather whistle with me, and I've used it all of these 2,500 programs. High today. Well, it was with this part that... Is that the part that gets you, or the... Oh, okay. I'll try to go easy on that. But it is going to be that warm. Upper 70s, inland, mid-60s at the sand of the beaches, and it'll get warmer as the weekend goes on. This morning in the city, the doctor has 54 degrees on program 2,500.
Only at Wisefield Jewelers at Bay Area major malls, including their new store in Santa Rosa Plaza.
Well, I waited almost 11 years to do this radio program. Hope you'll be able to come along this morning. We're going to do a little reminiscing. Going to bring out some great oldies. Do some of the old routines that have been just a heck of a lot of fun for the last 25 programs. And then some. If you don't love that record, we got another one coming right up. In fact, by my reckoning, that was record number 84,622 that I play here at the radio station. The radio station, 610 KFRC, the only station the doctor's worked for in the Bay Area. I don't believe in lateral moves, you know, going from one station in the market to another. bigger market maybe, or a different market, but not in the same market, you know. I don't think you can transfer loyalties like that. I know a lot of my cohorts have, but I don't believe in it. And the high point of my life really is doing this radio program. It's the most fun you can have without lying down. In fact, if I've had a good program, I've had a good day. If I can bring a smile to your face and a lump to your lips, then I figure I've done my job. Whoops. Things are going well, though. New ratings are in, and I'm happy to report the program has a whole number instead of a fraction. In fact, I don't want to brag, but my program was just voted number 2 behind a documentary on the cotton swab. Hey, this isn't easy. You want to know what radio's really like? Once a week, I make it a point to turn on my television and watch the A-Team. Just so I won't lose touch with civilized behavior.
Right.
Oh, and you want a civilized automobile?
Right.
Well, let me tell you what Ford is doing. If you haven't driven a Ford lately, we can take care of that so easily. You just head south.
Right.
And when you get to Capital Expressway, just pull off 101, take a right turn. Or maybe you're coming off Almond Expressway, take a left or right, whichever is applicable, and go to 919 West Capital Expressway. And when you get there, you're going to see Capital Ford. And you're going to see all of those beautiful cars. They smell good. The doors slam like a bank vault. And it's a great place to go. And right now, they've got 5.8% financing on new Ford Escorts, EXPs, and Mustangs. All financing, of course, is subject to credit approval. But isn't that an incredible deal? 5.8%. See Capital Ford for details on all of their advertised offers. A used car as low as $25 down, for instance. All at Capital Ford. 919 West Capital Expressway at Almaden in San Jose.
At Mervyn's.
Well, happy birthday to Robert Preston, who is 66 today. Gee, that's almost one trombone for each year, huh?
Just about.
Remember the old 76 trombones? And more recently, Victor Victoria, which I enjoyed a couple of years back.
A funny film.
Alexis Smith is 63 today. James Darren is 48, movie star, and he had one hit record. Here's a trivia bit. What was the name of that one hit record? Not too often I can fool McQueen, but I think I got him. Goodbye, cruel world. I'm off to join the circus.
Right.
Nancy Sinatra is 44 today. That was Kelly's favorite song back when she was just a little girl. These boots are made for walking, and she had a pair of boots just like that. William Royce Skaggs is 40 today.
Happy birthday, boss.
Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran is 22. Vernon Oxford's 43. Steve Fromholtz is 39. And Second Lady Barbara Pierce Bush is 59.
Alex Van Halen is 35 today.
By the way, this is probably as good a time as any to set the record straight about the Second Lady. If the president dies, the vice president becomes president, right? But if the First Lady dies, the Second Lady does not become First Lady and move in with the President, which may not seem fair, but that's the way it is.
Les Paul will be 61 years old tomorrow.
Oh, great musician.
Virtually the inventor of the electric guitar.
Dear ones, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Hyde Park, New York, will be a scene of the reenactment of one of the most thrilling moments of the 20th century.
Well, if you're talking Hyde Park, that's got to have something to do with President Roosevelt.
You're correct. As part of the centennial celebration of Eleanor Roosevelt's birth, there will be a restaging tomorrow in Hyde Park, New York, of that historic moment in 1939 when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave the King and Queen of England their first hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Actress Jean Stapleton is going to portray Eleanor Roosevelt, who dared to offer weenies to their majesties. George VI of England was reportedly so impressed with what he called the hot dog sandwich that he asked for another.
That's great.
Great moment in 20th century history. It's 6:28 news brought to you by the Good Guys Audio and Video Stores.
If you asked for that at Candlestick Park, a hot dog sandwich, please. You'd get about 3 of them right in your face.
51 Marin, 54 in the city. I'm Dave McQueen, now from 610 KFRC, San Francisco. At 633, say congratulations to Dr. Don Rose on his 2500th program.
Oh, thank you. And, of course, I've got the boss to thank. He works hard and he plays hard. I think he's really hung over this morning. I can tell. He drove his lawnmower to work, right? 633. We always used to say, I'm your booger man, but I won't say that now.
What, it'll offend Wallow?
You gotta be kidding. 636. It's 24 before 7 o'clock on 610 KFRC program 2500 this morning. And this guy joined the program, maybe program 1400. Actually, he didn't really join the program. He followed me in one morning. And he found that it's a warmer place to sleep in here than in the dumpster out in the alley. So Waldo usually is here. But he's become quite an interesting part of the program. Even the worst of us could set an example. Even a horrible example. Waldo tried to join Alcoholics Anonymous one time, but he said it was hard to get to know him. Yeah. And you know the worst thing? Waldo's wife doesn't even know that he drinks. She thinks he's going to art school because every time he phones home, she hears someone in the background say, "Draw one and put a head on it." But at least Waldo's eating better now. Last night for dinner, he had shrimp cocktail, baked lasagna, and chocolate ice cream. No, he didn't really tally. I just figured it out by looking at the front of his shirt. 638. 22 minutes before 7. Program 2500.
You're a whole new generation. You're dancing through the sea.
610 KFRC plays the 40 hottest hits in America each week on Countdown America. Join John Leader this Sunday morning at 9 on 610 KFRC.
Well, Ron Rives, who's a lawyer out in Pittsburgh, is an integral part of Program 2500. He provided a ballpoint pen. And Avira Sermon, who's his secretary. Thanks very much from Dr. Don.
New York, give everything you say, and go face that I'd rather be.
It is the heart of rock and roll. 610 KFRC is the heart of rock and roll. And actually, the station's history goes back nearly 60 years. We'll be celebrating our 60th anniversary sometime this year. I remember when it was 50. And it's been a member of the RKO organization since 1967. And I guess they probably tried to model this station after our sister station down in Los Angeles, because it worked out real well. They would say 93 KHJ. So they tried to come up here and say 61 KFRC. And that just didn't quite make it. So it became the Big 610.
The Big 610.
Right. And now we just say 610 KFRC, but I still think it's big. 644, Dr. Don Rose, Program 2500. We'll have nothing but reminiscing today. And if this is your first time to listen to the program, see, it kind of catches you up with the present, right? That's the way I look at it. And the one thing that I really do kind of regret is the fact that Marvelous Mark is no longer with us. But fortunately, we had somebody step right in and take his place, Harry Nelson. Because after Mark left, there wasn't anybody to pick on, but Harry came back. In fact, he's been here 3 or 4 times, and there's no one more enthusiastic and dedicated. In fact, Harry negotiated his own contract when he came back. He gets a vacation every month ending in the letter C. Harry says if there's anything to reincarnation, he wants to come back as Dolly Parton's guitar. The thing about Harry is that he's a wimp. I mean, who else you know that wears safety glasses when he makes a grilled cheese sandwich?
When you barbecue away from home, bring Matchlight Instant Lighting Charcoal.
Hello?
it's for me. I didn't know it was for me. Oh, you want me to? Oh, okay.
Dr. Don, this is Lori Luciak at WLS in Chicago. Congratulations on your 2,500th show. God, I hope this one is good because, frankly, the first 2,499 sucked, babe. Sorry, gotta be honest.
Well, don't expect any improvement today, Luciak. Besides, you've been getting away with it in Chicago as long as I have. Blue skies, a beautiful weekend.
Well, I'm definitely not one guy that's got a California native bumper sticker. And that's for all of us transplanted Californians. 652 at 610 KFRC. It's Dr. Don Rose. No, I wasn't always in the most beautiful city in the world before here. Well, can I tell you a short story? I've never told this to anyone, but how I got here. When I married Kay, I kind of inherited two of the neatest ladies in the world, Aunt Mary and Aunt Ellen Carroll. And these ladies were career women back before it was fashionable and made it very well on their own in the Windy City of Chicago. We just heard Larry Luciak talking from there. Anyway, Mary Carroll had a stenographic service, and she was in the opera building, Civic Opera Building. So what she did is she put my name under all of her clients. And a radio executive was going through the Civic Opera Building when he says, "Dr. Don Rose, oh gee, maybe I could use it for my morning man." So the next thing, I get a call from Jim Hilliard, who was the program director at WFIL in Philadelphia, saying, hey, can you send me a tape? And the next thing, the doctor was in Philadelphia, which was not all wine and roses. In 1972, the doctors told me I needed open heart surgery. And I may have needed the surgery, but I didn't need the complications that followed. And after about 3 weeks, an undetected problem brought me down. I mean, cleared down. Code blue, last rites, dying on the table, God intervenes, life anew, and a small price. Kind of a permanent limp that goes along with the doctor since then. But it's, when I came out here, I guess the first thing that struck me about San Francisco was a cab. I mean, California seeking a new start. You either meet a real honest to goodness Prince Charming, or you eat a poisoned apple, fall asleep for a long time, and awake and discover you've given birth to seven dwarves. That's the way it is in California, right?
Oh, no.
In fact, the first day I was in town, I couldn't help but notice that in downtown San Francisco, there's some pretty expensive things in the windows and the doorways. Oh, and if you're new to the area, and you see a sign that says, "Come in for an hour of power," you soon learn it's not necessarily a church.
Ho, ho, ho.
654.
Ready, set, slip into summer.
Manufacture direct markdowns and savings now at The Good Guys.
News brought to you by The Good Guys Audio and Video Stores at 657.
You know, I think of all of the people that I really kind of secretly admire, I guess I'd have to put Don Sherwood, the late Don Sherwood, at the top of the list. Because
one of the all-time greats.
His stick was that you never knew if he was going to show up or not.
And he often didn't.
And he often didn't, or he would be very late to work. And I guess I've taken the other tack, Dave, because I have been late to work twice in these 2,500 programs. And once it wasn't even my fault. Once I was stuck on the Bay Bridge and all five lanes were blocked, and I heard Rick Shaw start my program, and he sounded pissed. I think, geez, I've gone 2,000 programs and never been late. What's the matter with you? And then one morning I did oversleep, and that was back when I was doing a six-day week, and it was on a Saturday, and I didn't have to be work till 8 o'clock, so I didn't have much of an excuse then. And I did leave the show early one time. Came to work, and I said to George, "I don't feel good today." And as the show progressed, I felt worse, and pretty soon I was lying on the floor and getting up just in time to introduce the next record. So at 8 o'clock, I gave up. Dave Sholin came in, and I left for Alda Bates Hospital, where Dr. Sumner Marshall diagnosed the problem as kidney stones. But all things shall pass, as they say.
Well, congratulations, Dr. Don Rose, on this, the occasion of your 2,500th
program on the Big 610 KFRC. More music! The good guys want you to be informed. 610 KFRC weather for Northern California. Sunny and warmer through the weekend. Should be beautiful. 56 now in Sacramento, 53 Oakland, 52
Dave?
San Jose, 51
oh,
Marin, 55 City. I hear a voice in the back.
Yeah, Dave, you heard
his
voice.
Oh, no, it's James. Speak
yes,
to
I,
us.
I have an unfortunate announcement just in off the wire. BART is reporting that a Concord-bound train has been stopped near the Glen Park Station because of smoke coming from the train. The San Francisco Police Department has responded. Trains are being turned back at the Glen Park Station, and long delays are expected on BART this morning.
Big mess on the BART. If you got some other way to get to work in the city, that would be advisable.
Those trains would last longer if they didn't smoke so much.
It's 7:04. I'm Dave McQueen now from 610 KFRC San Francisco, number 2500. Dr. Don Rose.
Doctor of humor, specializing in comedy bypass. This program's very big with guys who wouldn't notice if their bicycle seat fell off. Tell me I'm not dreaming. Is this really program 2500? Oh, thank you. 708 at 610 KFRC. Well, the doctor spent his first few years in broadcasting working at little out-of-the-way places like KWBE, Beatrice, Fairbury, and Marysville, Kansas, which is the way we used to say the station ID back in those days, and a station called KTUL in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In fact, after I left, they changed the call letters and went to Good Music. In fact, that was why I left. Had a fight with the guy that ran the station about whether we could play Fats Domino or not. I said, if I can't play Fats Domino, I'm leaving. In fact, I'm walking. But I finally ended up in Philadelphia in 1968, and the morning man I replaced was a guy by the name of Chuck Browning. Believe it or not. And now, 16 years later, we finally meet and are working together at the Big 610. You'll hear him this afternoon, 4 to 7. The Chucker is a real nature lover. I say this because he does strange things in the woods. You're right.
I hate to mention this, but the other day I saw him in the jock office eating the pages out of a Masters and Johnson textbook, right? And the Chucker goes in for unusual sports like nude pillow fighting. Don't laugh, it isn't all that dangerous. And the rest periods are terrific. And speaking of terrific, I don't know what you're driving to work this morning, but everybody's pointing and laughing.
Yeah, right. And you don't have to do it. You don't have to take it anymore.
Because right now, you can get 5.8% financing on a new Ford Escort, EXP, and Mustang. And instead of having people point at you, you can point at the other people. And be really smug in knowing that you got an incredible 5.8% financing. Have you seen 5.8% financing around? You probably won't unless you go to Capital Ford. You will love your Capital Ford. Remember, all financing is subject to credit approval. See Capital Ford for details on all advertised offers. But get there this week, if you possibly could make it, to Capital Ford, 919 West Capitol Expressway at Almaden in San Jose.
Tell me, Ava Gabor, what should a man give his wife to properly say, I love you?
Double good, double income.
Double your pleasure with double income.
Well, my mother thought I had a calling. She figured someday I would be a preacher, maybe an evangelist, motivating people to a closer relationship with God. Back when I was growing up, I envisioned myself as a world-famous scientist. In fact, I developed a scientific point of view. I won the Bosch and Lomb Science Scholarship Award, and then I discovered radio. But through the years, I guess like everybody, I figured, well, am I really doing something that important? And then a few hundred programs ago, I got a call from a lady that lives down in South Bay to tell me about the most incredible experience I think this program's been connected with. She had a stroke at an early age. I mean, we're talking in the early 20s. Was in a deep coma for a month. They tried everything. Brought in the dog. Reminisced about old things. Nothing happened until her twin sister one day said, I know what'll do it. And she brought in a radio. Tuned to 610.
And when this lady heard the morning show, she figured it was time to get up, and she did. And I guess it's memories like that that have enriched my life. So what can I say except thank you for 2,500 great programs.
If I could save time in a bottle,
Debbie. She was the lady, and that's all we're going to say about her, because she just called to say she's still listening, and I'm still waking her up in the morning. She can't stand to stay in bed. In fact, I have a nice letter from somebody here. It says, before I used to listen to you, I was bed fast for 15 years. Now I just can't get out of bed fast enough, right? And you know what? One of the great pleasures of my life is finding some place to pick on, like Pacifica. But, you know, this kind of goes back many, many years, because when I was in Duluth, Minnesota, back in the early 60s, I got to be number one. There was a guy that had been in town for like 20 years, and we tried everything to beat him. We threw everything but the kitchen sink, and couldn't beat the guy until I started telling Finlander jokes. If you're in Chicago, you might tell Polish jokes if you can run fast. But in Duluth, Minnesota, they had a lot of Finlanders up there. Did you ever hear a Finlander gang? Let me give you a free sample. A Finlander sort of reminds you of a bottle of Chablis in a diaper pail, right? Finlanders get so lonesome that they've been known to fill their underwear with ground beef and run through a neighborhood of large dogs. You can always recognize a Finlander by the mushrooms forming in his pants, right? And their underwear. Yellow stains in front, brown stains in back. 780.
Offer ends June 15th.
Well, through the years, we've had many certified crazies on the program, but long about program 1700, I said to George one morning, what the hell is this? And it was none other than Jane Dornacker, and she's been here ever since. And Jane, I love you, and I love your act, and I just love to listen to you, and I'm constantly amazed at the things you come up with just so quick.
Well, I'm kind of amazed that you actually said to Jorge, what is this? Did you think I was a what?
At the time, I didn't know. It was later on I discovered that, yes, you are definitely a what?
Well,
no, it's more like a what? Right, that kind of a what.
I got a little present here for you, Dr. Don.
What in the world?
A button that says, I'm an SOB. But if you read the fine print, it says Special Olympics Booster. So I think I'm going to lay this on you, Dr. Don, because people can't read the fine print from far away.
I collect those buttons. In fact, I've got a wall of them in my house, and the memorabilia that I've collected through the years. And of course, you're going to be back today at the little place right down the street on Kearney here.
I am.
Called what? Aren't you?
I was there yesterday.
Oh, that's a one-time holy shot, huh?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll drop by again.
Well, at least they're doing it from 11 to 2 at what? The train station?
The train station. I thought it was the actual train station. I went to the train station.
I'll bet you did. Yes.
That's why they call me, what? Because
what?
I thought it was at the actual train station. It's actually
one more time.
The train station is a small... What?
What?
The train station is a small cookie store right down here on Kearney Street. And I had a chance to meet Nate Thurmond yesterday. And we...
Oh, he's a neat guy, isn't he?
He's a neat, big guy. And we had to actually threaten people. But it wasn't hard, the two of us standing there. Oh, Jorge, thank you so much. Here's what's happening in the wonderful world of traffic. That's a VHLD, the visual hazard of a live dog. It has been removed. I hope that it's not because the dog is no longer alive. Maybe Roscoe finally decided to come to work. That was on westbound 580 to eastbound 80. And the only thing I have to report right now is on southbound 17, south of 280 in the number 4 lane, an injury accident working. I'm going to come in and pin this to your head, Dr. Bob. His traffic information is...
I've got my hands right up here. See? Like, I'm not doing a thing. I'm not even scratching.
Scratch! This traffic information is brought to you by the 5 San Francisco Bay Area Honda Motorcycle Leaders. Not by Bando Soleil. I'm staying in the shadow. The deep, dark tan. Never had it, never will. It's a $2 day on the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm Jane Dornacker.
But you know what? I know a secret about Jane. There is one thing in the world that you can always count on to break Jane up. And a little bit later... No, save it. A little bit later, we'll see if the magic...
A live cow.
Still works.
What?
Looking good for the weekend. And it is going to be sunny today. In fact, look out for a beautiful God-given weekend for us. High as mid-60s at the beaches, upper 70s inland. And not only that, it is going to get warmer as the weekend progresses. 51 up in Marin this morning, 56 at ZZ San Francisco in the city, 55 right now. Borderline. I guess that's me. Well, when you have a single-digit IQ, anything is possible. 725, it's Dr. Don at 610 KFRC. How do you stay in the market for 2,500 programs? Well, you do it by saying happy birthday to folks. That's one way. Here, Mel Grimes. He does? Of San Jose is celebrating a birthday today. But you never make fun of names. That's why you get tossed. Monica Davi of Pittsburgh is celebrating today. Katie Hoekstra of El Sobrate. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran. Of course, we talked about that earlier this morning. Carla Hartman of Funnyvale. Joseph Carlos of Daly City. Casey Selway of Pleasanton also celebrating today. See, now, if there are any young disc jockeys just getting started, you want to stick around 2,500 programs, you just do things like that. They people love you for it. And, of course, you have to dispense a certain amount of knowledge, like when daylight saving time starts and what the alternate routes are when the limits are shut down. And counseling is also important, like avoid doctors like Homer Seidel and Dr. Paul Bearer.
Oh, that's funny.
Do not patronize a doctor whose nickname is Shaky.
Oh, that's funny.
Stay away from proctologists who have stained glass monocles.
Whoa!
And seek counseling if your doctor wants you to be the first to try out his new thermometer. This summer, 610 KFRC is giving away a sleek new Homie Cat Turbo from Sea and Ski. The winner could be you. Just stop by the Homie Cat display at New Park Mall in Newark, and enter to win. No purchase necessary. While you're there, pick up some free CSK samples and a KFRC bumper sticker. You'll be in for a fun summer with your 84 Homie Cat sailboat. Register to win at New Park Mall this weekend, or stop by Empire Sailing at San Rafael or Oakland to pick up your entry blank and see all the Hobies on display.
Matthew, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
This is Dr. Don Rose, and I've got a secret.
Let's hear it.
You can add years to your life by wearing your pants backwards.
What?
That's the KFR secret. You can add years to your life by wearing your pants backwards. That's it. Write it down. Dribble though it might be. Then throughout the day, listen for your chance to call in. Be the correct caller. Know the secret exactly as I gave it. And you'll win a month's free rent, mortgage, or car expenses from KFRC. Program 2500 has become painfully obvious. We are exactly halfway through it already. I wrote 27 pages of all of my favorite gags.
Whoa.
For this show. I've been working on it for about 2.5 months.
Well, if we skipped all the records and all of the music and all of the commercials, we could probably do them all.
All gag all the time. Anyway, I wrote 9,425 words, and we're putting it in book form. And there are some cartoons that Bobby Ocean has been kind enough to do.
And he is a good, good cartoonist.
Excellent cartoonist. And anyway, we're going to make these available to the people that enjoy the program. And we'll let you know it should be available in about a week. And it's going to be free. But I just like to have you have a part of the doctor.
7:30, some headlines for Security Pacific Bank. 55 now in the city at 7:35. I'm Dave McQueen. Now from KFRC San Francisco, Dr. Don Rose.
Yeah. And back about program number one. When I was a young kid, I wanted to be a priest. But I was afraid it'd be too difficult to live a life of poverty with no sex. So I got married and went into radio. It hasn't been that tough.
Right. I remember when rock was young.
Oh, used to do it. Back when rock was new. It's 7:39 at 6:10. KFRC program 2500 for Dr. Don Rose. When I first came to town, October 1973, I was on crutches. Stayed at the Hyatt on Union Square for 3 weeks till family could move out here, and we moved into a place in Orinda. And I could hardly walk the block and a half from the Hyatt on Union Square to the station, and it was downhill. Of course, nowadays, I'm kind of proud of my body. Oh, it may not be beautiful. I could certainly stand to lose a pound or two, but it is functional. Every morning, it gets me out of bed. It dresses itself. It pours itself a cup of coffee, gets itself to the station, and then sometime around, oh, right about now, it nudges me and says, hey, time to get up. And I still enjoy making personal appearances. The other day, I was supposed to be the Grand Marshal for the Sacramento Annual Parade of Virgins, but it had to be called off. One was found stuck in her bathtub, and the other refused to march alone. And I enjoy getting out and meeting people. Like the other week, I attended a luncheon of colostomy patients. I was doing great till I mentioned the brown bag special.
They're back. Burning blown fuel hydroplanes. The world's fastest propeller-driven boats are back in Oakland, California, Sunday, June 10th.
No purchase necessary.
610 KFRC, with exciting radio specials every weekend. The fun starts every Friday afternoon at 3, here on 610 KFRC.
Well, somewhere along the line, from doing these programs, I lost my pen. Since then, listeners have been sending them in, like Ron Rives sends me a ballpoint pen today from his law office in Pittsburgh. And Vera Sermon, thank you very much for being part of the show. Upside down. Magic at 7:45 on 610 KFRC. I don't know what kind of magic it is, but whatever it is, it's worked for 2,500 programs. Not thanks to me, but thanks to you. And I know when I came here, I realized it was going to be really tough to pick on San Francisco, the greatest city in America, if not the entire world. So I looked around, trying to find a patsy for some of my gags, right? And then one day I was looking on the newswire, and it read, 200 illegal immigrants have been caught trying to sneak across the U.S.-Mexican border, but authorities sent them back to their homes in Pacifica. Right. And right there, I knew these were my kind of people. Besides, my engineer, George Zema, and Dave Sholin. Not to mention Mike Colgan, all come from Pacifica. So there. And besides, it said that God created the heavens and earth in 6 days. He could have done it in 5, but he kept putting off Pacifica, right? But you know what? Remember those Fenliner gags a little while ago? It's real simple. You just change them around and tell them about Pacifica, right? In fact, one morning I did my morning show from our mobile studio in Pacifica. The newspaper came by, wrote a great story. People came by with food, love offerings. School kids came by for autographs. And not only that, the Pacifica Chamber of Commerce made me a lifetime member, and I've got it hanging right up here in my studio. I like to think of Pacifica as just a rest stop on the road to perpetual care. But I love that town. It's given me a lot. In fact, I'm still taking shots for it, right? 7:47, it's 13 before 8 o'clock, and another of the certified crazies that we've had a lot of fun with on the program has been Lloyd Lindsey Young. And I think the high point of that whole episode was the morning we drove out to Concord to pick him up to bring him to work.
So call United or your travel agent today.
We're downhill all the way on Kirker Pass Road. Dr. Don Rose will be checking the current weather as soon as I can thaw out for Lloyd Lindsey Young. Well, Lloyd, what do you think so far?
Unbelievable, Doctor. I see a car, a cow frozen to a tree over there. This is really something. We're coming down one of the passes leading into Metropolitan Walnut Creek. This is
Metropolitan.
Yeah. They're big time out here in Walnut Creek. They're up the creek without walnuts.
And that was the inimitable Lloyd Lindsey Young, who now, of course, is in New York City. But can I make a prediction? I predict that both Loy Lindsey Young and the Mobile Sturgeon are coming back.
Tomorrow is Super Saturday at Mervyn's.
For the one and only sound of Sony.
Oh, I'm supposed to tell you where it's, where you can get it. Well, let's see. How about Stereo Habitat in Campbell? You like that? Or make Monterey Auto Stereo in Monterey. There's a couple of them.
Stereo Habitat. Yeah. I like the sound of that.
By the way, I think it was really awfully nice of Bart, in honor of program number 2500, to shut down their system this morning.
Well, it's not exactly shut down, Dr. Don. And in fact, the fire department says no smoke and no fire has yet been found on that BART train that was stopped near the Glen Park station a while ago.
Ah.
Where there's smoke, there's no fire. Where there's no smoke, there may be a fire. I don't know. They're still looking. The train was reported to be smoking near Glen Park just before 7 o'clock, and San Francisco fire crews were called to the scene. A BART spokesgal says delays are likely to be 40 or 39 minutes, depending on when the train is moved from the track. Inbound passengers from the East Bay to San Francisco can travel as far as the 24th Street station, but no trains are moving from Daly City toward the East Bay. They all just probably want to hang around and dig you, Dr. Dodd.
You've probably got a few mad listeners out there listening.
Well, let's hope. Don't be too mad. Come on.
Bart
hasn't been misbehaving too badly lately, but he stopped having a little cigarette. Southbound Highway 17, south of 280, in the number 4 lane, they may still be working that accident in the South Bay and in the city. An accident at Sloat and Sunset has things tied up a bit. It's a $2 day on the Golden Gate Bridge. Fasten your KFR seatbelts. I'm Jane Dornacker.
Beautiful blue Dr. Donald D. Rosy skies through the weekend. In fact, as the weekend progresses, it's going to get even better. Upper 70s in the suburbs today, mid-60s by the water, 55 this morning at 610 KFRC.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar.
Programs ago, I was the new kid in town. Dr. Don Rose, 7:56. It is 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. Not too bad for a kid born in Hastings, Nebraska on July 5th, 1934, under the sign Slippery But Wet. My real name is Donald D. Rosenberg, just in case you have a subpoena. At early age, our family of six moved to North Platte, Nebraska, where I grew up, got my high school education, and discovered girls. We lived in a little small one-bedroom house down on South Walnut Street, so I didn't get to sleep alone until we got married. Actually, Mom and Dad were married, but me and my two sisters and brother just lived together.
Hey!
During Levitt's lowest prices of the year, going on right now.
Levitt's Furniture at their six convenient Bay Area locations.
Well, Dave, I'm just thinking of some of the trivia we've collected in 2,500 programs. I guess the saddest broadcast...
Tons of it.
...was the day after Mayor Moscone and Harvey Milk were gunned down.
Oh, yes.
And coming on the heels of the Jim Jones Guyana picnic, it was... the gloom was so deep around here. I said to George when I came in, no tracks today, no gags. And this went on for more than, I guess, maybe about 2 or 3 days. And a close second would be the day after Elvis died, or the day that John Lennon was shot. The happiest broadcast, that's no problem. That was the day we started for Hawaii in August of 1980, with hundreds of people showing up to see us off down at Pier 39, and the bands and the pretty girls. And KFRC even hired the blue and gold boat so that 250 winners could accompany us to the Golden Gate Bridge. And the hardest broadcast that I ever had to do was the day I came back to work after Dad died. The only thing that got me through that program was knowing that that's what Dad would wanted me to do.
Well, Doctor, everyone that I have done with you over the course of the last 2.5 years has been a joy and a delight.
Thank you, Dave.
Just want you to know. It's 8 o'clock. Some headlines this morning. Looks like Michael Jackson and the Big Tour may not be coming to San Francisco, but that's not for sure. Sunny and warm into the high 70s inland today. 52 now in Sacramento, 53 Oakland, 52 San Jose, 51 Marin. It's 54 in the city. Well, come on in, guys. A little surprise for you, Dr.
What?
We figure after 2,500 or so programs that maybe, who knows, maybe you're getting a little tired. So
tired?
Your replacement has arrived. Doctor, meet the doctor. This is Dr. Gonzo.
See you, Don. It was nice. I hope you enjoyed your stay here at KFRC. I got a little song for you here.
I know that you've been sleeping. I know you're not awake, wake. I know sometimes he's good and bad. So bed for heaven's sake, yeah. Now Dr. Don's not feeling good. He's leaving this old town. And now I got what I wanted. 'Cause I'm the best.
Morning, Don. I'm taking your place, bud.
Oh, thank heavens. I've been waiting for a little relief.
Hey, look, I don't come down to Cliff Hotel and heckle you while you're pouring wine, okay? Nice sweater. Hope it comes back in style, I tell you.
Well, I don't care whether it does or not.
That's the magic of radio. I like it. Hey, I come from a small place outside of Chicago. It's called Illinois. You ever heard of it?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah, they made a movie about Nebraska and Illinois called Altered States. You remember that?
Listen, stop. Thanks for coming by. Here. I guess I got that right, didn't I?
You're so used to all this programming, you can't handle this, can you?
No, live radio just blows me away.
That's right.
Hey, very good. That's right.
I cut that.
Well, that's so much for Dr. Gonzo. Listen, I can tell you a few things about California. If you're mooned by a woman across the street, you don't know if she's insulting you or inviting you over, right?
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco's a huge bowl of cereal. Take away the fruits and the nuts, and all you got left are a bunch of plates, right? In fact, this portion of the program is brought to you by Flying Leaf Airlines. Remember, if you want quick service, if you want an aisle seat, if you want good food, if you want to get your luggage on time, take a Flying Leap. It is 8:10. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. So Dr. Gonzo's going to take over the show. At least I get to finish this one, right? It'd be awful to stop right in the middle of number 25. We've got to stop for just a second, though. What is this?
Dr. Don, this is Code or New Champagne. It is champagne from Spain. It is the finest bottle that you can get for the money. And all of us from Code or New would like you to have a bottle, actually a case, to celebrate your 2500th show.
That's just what we need to celebrate with. Thank you.
Open this one
up. Oh, look at there. Well, we didn't lose very much. If it doesn't foam up a little bit, it's not any good, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Hey. thank you very much for coming by and being part of program number 2500.
Thank you.
And so at least I get to finish this program, huh? And I get a lot of help on the program, of course, from so many people. But the guy that wakes me up in the morning is Willie Sancho. Wakes me up every morning bright and early at 4:28. Well, early anyway. Willie's our bilingual disc jockey. He can put both feet in his mouth. In fact, when Willie was a kid, they made him share a sandbox with neighborhood cats.
Yeah.
Willie's a ton of laughs. The other morning he told me that a fool and his money are soon parted. 5 minutes later, I realized he'd pick my pocket. So... Dave?
Where's that Foonman champagne?
It's right here. Please, help yourself. And also, something else.
Hey, this isn't Foonman's. This is the good stuff.
Hey, it ain't tequila either.
You know where the rich live in the Bay Area, right? And you know what they drive? Do you know what they chew? The chewing gum for the rich. Demerol, the unique taste experience that's got everybody talking. Make that a raving. They rave about the rich, delicious flavor. The flavor that lasts longer, far longer than any other gum you've ever experienced. The flavor that goes on and on. And also, there's Stemerol's great breath freshener. No chewing gum freshens your breath better. Stemerol is imported from Denmark, so it costs more than ordinary gum, but it's worth more. Listen, why should the rich have all the fun? Try Stemerol Danish chewing gum in the bright silver and foil packs. And if you don't see it at your favorite store, ask for it. Jump up and demand. Yell for it. Because Stemerol Danish chewing gum is the unique taste experience and breath freshening sensation. So if you don't drive what the rich drive or live where the rich live, then at least chew what the rich chew. Stemerol, Danish chewing gum.
This is David F. Diamond for Levitt's Furniture.
Starting Monday on News Center 4 at 6. Seeing is believing.
Well, I'll have to say some advice to Dr. Gonzo. You got to kind of pay your dues if you want to make it to 2,500. I'm not bragging, but in fact, everybody else did it. I was just the cheerleader to help raise more than $9 million for the March of Dimes. And then there's those 1,147 appearances for charities and nonprofit organizations. And I guess over 25,000 autographs. And that's just the start. But somehow it all seems worth it. You start adding them up. So many memories. 818 at 610 KFRC. I was thinking about all of the people I worked with here at the station for these 2,500 programs. Jeff Coffer, Steve Rude, Tony Perez. I almost jumped through the window to wring that guy's neck one morning. Then there was Ty Ding, and he'd say, what's doing next, Doc? And Troy Alders, and one day, Phil Lerza came in and worked on the program, and Francis White, and Burt Golden, and you remember Burt? He had this shirt from WMCA in New York. I don't know if he ever had another shirt or not. And then there was Grant Knudsen and Ron Hummel and Lynn Rogers and Paul Black and Ken Hedberg and Gloria Zama. We did a few programs together. Of course, George's wife, and that's got to be kind of a unique thing in radio history, right? And of course, the guy that puts it all together, in fact, my very first engineer, he worked with me about one day, and then he says, I quit! And it took us, I guess about 5 years to entice George to come back, but he has been here since October 18th, 1978. The last, how many programs? 1,246, nearly half of them.
Yuck.
And I got to tell you the truth, George is responsible for all of those horrible sound effects that you hate. Of course, he does them all live, although sometimes he has to close his eyes and strain a little.
That's right, Dr. Don.
George took a course in radio through a correspondence school on an athletic scholarship. In fact, they only gave him his diploma after he beat the mailman at arm wrestling. The other day, George freaked out. He found a crack in the mirror, thought his nose job had grown back. George gets up even earlier than I do, so it's understandable if he does some weird things. Like the other day, he came in with his underwear hanging around his neck. I was afraid to ask him where he put his tie. 8:20. And this summer, KFRC is giving away a sleek new homie cat turbo from Sea and Ski. The winner could be you. Stop by the homie cat display. New Park Mall, Newark, and enter to win. No purchase necessary while you're there. Pick up some free Sea and Ski samples and a KFRC bumper sticker. It's summer fun in the sun with your 1984 homie cat sailboat. Register to win at New Park Mall this weekend.
Ava Gabor, don't you think a woman should get some really good advice before she marries?
I might take a chance on a man, but never, never on a jeweler.
Through June 15th, Wisefields Jewelers is offering a free groom's ring with the purchase of any diamond engagement ring. Only at Wisefields Jewelers at Bay Area major malls, including their new store in Santa Rosa Plaza.
Well, Jane, we've had quite a morning traffic-wise. I guess that's only appropriate for program 2,500.
Yeah, we've got at least 2,500 units out there, Dr. Don.
Yeah,
least.
And they're all shaking their fists and yelling.
No, not all of them. Not all of them. Some of them are. Actually, the one you should talk to is his jeweler. Find out what's in the family.
Oh, I see.
Maybe you're right. They may be shaking their fists at this moment. In fact, they may be
jewels.
Shaking their fists at the... So, check the shock absorbers on your car. The traffic on the Bay Bridge looks real good today. Then that's in honor of you, Dr. Dunn. But that darn BART has a problem. Because of the smoking train at the Glen Park Station, there are no trains moving from Daly City to the East Bay. But trains coming from the East Bay to San Francisco are stopping as far as the 24th Street Station. There's plenty of delays in store for you on BART this morning. Also, northbound Highway 101, there's an accident working near Hospital Curve in the number 4 lane. That's right in the city. That's going to block things up nicely for a while. I'll have time to listen to a few more gags. And there's also an accident reported westbound Highway 80 at Carlson over in the East Bay. Don't forget it's a $2 day on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Jane, late bulletin from BART. They just called us and said the train is now out of the way and the BART trains are rolling again on the San Francisco line.
Oh, thank you, King McQueen. Yeah, they're rolling again, but I'm sure there'll still be at least a 40 or 39 minute delay for you coming from Daly City to the East Bay or to downtown San Francisco. Fasten your KFR seatbelts. I'm Jane Dornecker.
You know the nice part of my job? Poor Jane has to do the bad news, and I get to do the good news. Like the bee. KFRC Northern California weekend coming up. Upper 70s in the burbs.
New York is everything they say, and don't think that I'd rather be.
Rock and roll from 610. KFRC Huey Lewis, Dr. Donald D. Rose. And also, I have to mention, we worked with some really super disc jockeys, the Big 610, and especially I enjoy Rob Conrad, who's been kicking around San Francisco for quite a few years, but we're proud to have him here on the station from noon to four. Rob used to be the hat designer for the Three Stooges. He was also a former dialogue coach for the Incredible Hulk. I don't know about that guy. Says he reads Playboy for the articles. Sure, and he eats Twinkies for the vitamins, too. Rob's actually the kind of guy who parks in the handicapped parking space and then limps off. Right? But I don't want to pick on Rob. He suffers from an old football injury. He fell out of the bleachers during a game.
This the office for the third annual San Francisco Fair?
Yes, sir.
Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
Well, right after the news, I will play my 84,632nd record.
Have you counted them all?
Well, we kind of reconstructed this and went through the logs and everything to figure out a lot of trivia things. I've given the weather 31,217 times, and they... Say, up until today, I had told 422,523 gags.
Well, speaking of thousands and thousands, I am far from the first Bummermeister to sit here in this chair alongside you. Can you remember all of the newsmen who have worked with you in these 10-plus years?
Oh, I don't think that's
10?
I don't think that's too tough. First, there was Jack Hines. Jack was a neat guy. Lived up in Petaluma. I used to razz him about that. Paul Fredericks was here. In fact, I think he's did the program almost as long as you. And then we had Stephen Caven. Uh-huh. We had the Big Shoe, Bob Schumann. He was a neat guy. Enjoyed working with him. One time he brought some. The day they have the bull sling down in Oklahoma, then he brought some in and we went out in the alley and had at it during something or other. John Winters did a few programs, and the two Mikes, Mike Sugarman and Mike Colgan.
Uh-huh.
Mike Colgan is to San Francisco what is, well, what the Astrodome is to San Francisco.
seems like there was
Charlie Serafin, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole list.
Wasn't there one other guy? Another guy with a Scotch-Irish name.
Let's see. McDermott? McDonald? McAllister, that's it. Bob McAllister. No, we're just putting on Bob McCormick.
The joke is on you, Robert McCormick.
In fact,
he got promoted to the afternoons. So.
You know what? I worked with Bob for 62 programs before I met him.
That sounds like Robert McCormick.
No, I mean before I even saw him. Really, that's true. See, he was doing the news when I did 62 programs for my body cast in my house out in Alamo.
Oh, I see.
I had never met him, and here we are rapping back and forth and getting to know each other pretty well.
And you wondered what
he
looked
like. And I've never even seen him.
But then you found out.
Yeah, what a shock. Well, Jane Dornacker will tell you about that in a little bit.
Even in the midst of joy and celebration, the news does go on. Besides you, Dr. Don, politics is one of the only real constants in life. So here goes. Serious No Smiling News brought to you by the good guys. 55 Oakland, 54 San Jose, and in Marin, 55 in the city at 838. I'm Dave McQueen. Now from 610 KFRC, San Francisco, happy 2500th Dr. Don Rose.
I was always jealous of Dave's voice till I found out he wears resonant underwear. Dave used to work in the wax museum, but he left the day they turned the thermostat up too high. 836, and we still have a little memorabilia left. And it's all thanks to you. Just trying to get out, right? Thank you. 8:42. It's 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's Dr. Don at 610 KFRC. And when I thank people, I guess I really need to start at the top, and that would be Mr. Pat Norman, who has been my boss for all of these 2,500 programs. And I guess Pat believed in the doctor when not very many people did, because I didn't find this out when I first came to town, but about 6 months later, somebody told me that I was now up to 50-50. And I said, huh? And he says, yeah. He says, the mail was running 90% against you when you first came to the station. And Pat Norman went through those difficult times. He's had faith in me through many of these trying experiences, and the good ones, too. And so when I tell jokes about the boss, believe me, I am not talking about Pat Norman. In fact, it's kind of weird. The boss was a little miffed the other day. His doctor asked him for a specimen, then handed him a dustpan. Then he asked the boss if he minded if he called in a taxidermist for consultation. Huh? Of course, the boss believes in hard work and long hours and no extra pay for overtime. Not for himself, for his employees.
That's right.
You want to know the truth? It is not easy being the boss of the Big 610. You can tell when he gets home at night, he sets down his attaché case and yells, "Where's the beef eaters?"
What is that jingle?
You like what you see. During Levitt's lowest prices of the year, going on right now.
Levitt's Furniture at their 6 convenient Bay Area locations.
Well, the good news is we have got the old BART problem solved. The trains are all running again. That's good news. The bad news is they're way behind schedule. So if you're a BARTer, looking for a log one. Beautiful blue skies is the all good news this morning through the weekend. A little warmer, highs upper 70s in the suburbs, mid-60s in the water. And it's 62 this morning in Sacred Tomato, 59 at San Raquel. In the city, I have 56. Almost in the can. Program 2500, Dr. Don, at 610 KFRC, and it won't be long before your Dave Duke show. I never remember how that goes. Anyway, he'll be here at 9 o'clock. And you know how I'm always talking about the fact that Sholin is cheap? Well, maybe you didn't hear the story. There was a billboard convention here in 1974. And there were a group of disc jockeys sitting in the lounge at the St. Francis Hotel, right? Guys were coming and going and nobody was paying, right? Coming and going and nobody's paying, right? Coming and going and nobody's paying. Dave said, "It's okay, I can put it on my expense account." Well, the guy's single, making big bucks. I have a wife and five kids. I figure that's only fair, right? So then a terrible calamity happened. I had to go to the bathroom. So I came back and everybody was gone. Except the cocktail waitress who told me that Sholin told her to get the money from me. I mean, this guy is so cheap. The other day, Dave's wife, Debbie, told Dave that she wanted to look at some furs. He took her to the zoo. Dave finally found out what's been making him wheeze and gasp for breath. It makes his eyes water, his heart pound. He's allergic to doctor bills. You think I'm kidding? The other day, Sholin called his doctor at 4 in the morning and said, how much for an office call? The doc says $25. Dave says, how much for a house call? Doc says $50. Dave says, I'll meet you at your office in 10 minutes.
Right.
One and only sound of Sony.
And available at Tokyo Electronics, San Francisco, and San Jose. And I've got one just real brief thing to say, Dave, at the end of these 2,500 programs, because it's such a difference from the way I started. I graduated from school in 1956, University of Nebraska, and by 1957, 18 months later, I've been fired from 3 jobs in a row.
Dr. Joel Kong Kamischer and I were just sitting around in the newsroom. He's a relative novice at this business, but I was just telling him that I cannot remember the call letters of all of the stations that I have worked for in the past 25 years. I can remember first 3 or 4 and the last 3 or 4, but in between is more or less a blank. I think 14 radio stations and 3 television stations, but I'm not certain of that number. It is truly remarkable when someone stays in one place, one radio station, as long as you have. It's virtually a landmark in the big bucks broadcast biz.
Well, a lot of it is due to the fact that I think I was fired 3 times in a row, and the only place I could get a job, and it took months to land a job, was Fort Dodge, Iowa. And there, 2 really incredible things happened. For one, the station was short-staffed, so they put me on in the morning, and I also did an afternoon show. Everybody talked about that crazy guy in the morning. Nobody mentioned the superb disc jockey was on in the afternoon. And the other thing was Kay, and I remember proposing to Kay in front of the fireplace. It's horrible. I got third-degree burns. Kay said, your pants are on fire. I said, yes, but I really do love you.
That's the best of all this morning's gang. All right. It's 8:56. 58 San Jose, 63 Marin, 58 in the city at 9:02.
You think maybe we're beating a dead horse? Maybe, you know, I really kind of made a big thing over the years about how cheap Dave Sholin is.
Don't tell me this is going to happen for the first time. You're actually going to say something really nice about...
No more.
No, he'll never do that.
No more cheap gags about Sholin. Well, at least for today.
Well, the morning show has been wonderful, but if this actually happens, I can't believe it.
Maybe it'll make the news wires.
Well, can I just say, 2,500 shows now. It wasn't exactly a few months after you got to KFRC, Doctor, that your Dave arrived.
That's right.
We've been together for quite a long time, and I must say, no one could ask to work for a better and finer human being than Dr. Don Rose. And, I will also say that, Doctor, yes, I have tracked this, you know, knowing that this is going to be your 2,500th show. I have actually added up the cheap gags and the short gags. Divided that into 25. Actually, they're less than a penny a gag. Much less than a penny.
What a bargain. The guy gets his $42 bar tab worth of gags. Jeez. Well, okay, no more cheap gags. I'll just talk about how short Sholin is.
Oh, no.
He's the exact height as 2 tall Jones's bathtub. In fact, Dave looks even shorter today. Oh, excuse me, you've got your tie caught in your zipper.
Well, I figure we've got the slim one here. I might as well be the short one.
That's what they said at the nudist colony, too, that he was a little short.